proclamation number 9004 dated the June 29, 1965. Spiritual knowledge must concur with the word conveyed from above. Second. Continuation of Bertha Dud 9003. Only that which I myself convey to you from above can be regarded as pure truth. Therefore everything that claims to be true must concur with it. There is only one truth and this comes forth from me myself and will give pleasure to all those who want to think correctly. However, anything that contradicts my directly received word cannot be advocated as truth, for the guidelines are always the same and can be used as a yardstick as to whether a person knows the truth. So if you humans have reason to doubt the information you receive, you must always first ask yourselves the question, what is the attitude of people who advocate this knowledge towards Jesus Christ and his act of salvation? What the act of salvation means for the whole of humanity has been clearly explained to you from above. Hence you must evaluate all other knowledge in relation to that. For as soon as it contains no information about this at all, it cannot demand to be regarded as pure truth. And in order to understand the reasons and significance of the act of salvation, you must also receive the knowledge about the original fall of the spirits, because you yourselves are these fallen spirits. Wanting to convince people of life after death is all very well, but if you don't inform people about the reason for their human existence, the knowledge about life after death is not sufficient in order to let them attain beatitude one day. For without the redemption through Jesus Christ, the kingdom of light cannot be opened for you, and you'll wander about in the beyond for eternities if the souls of light over there were not to take pity on you and provide you with the knowledge you had rejected on earth because you were thinking wrongly. And thus it follows that every person has to shape himself into a vessel for the divine flow of spirit, which he can only achieve through love, which will subsequently brightly enlighten him from within and give him the right knowledge. But since this is almost impossible at a time of heartlessness, people should gather around a vessel from which the bright and clear water of life flows forth. They shall stoop down and refresh themselves in order to be at least able to receive what is most important, the knowledge about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. This knowledge is necessary and cannot be replaced by anything else, since only one exists who can bring people forgiveness for their original sin, but who will then also remove all guilt the person had incurred during his life on earth. For the fact that Jesus, the man, sacrificed himself and paid for the guilt through his crucifixion was a unique mission. Time and again you humans must be informed of this. You cannot describe Jesus' life on earth merely as a life of supreme perfection, which it undoubtedly was, but nevertheless not know about the profound spiritual reason for his crucifixion, which was unique and accomplished for all human beings past, present and future. Only the acknowledgement of his act of salvation as an act of supreme mercy for the spiritual beings and the appeal for forgiveness are the key to the gate into the kingdom of light, which you will never be able to unlock without him, for he atoned for the sin, which consisted of rejecting the divine strength of love, out of love for God and his fallen brothers. And this sin cannot be forgiven in any other way than through acknowledging Jesus as the Redeemer of the world. This is why a life of love as preached by him will produce the prerequisite of acknowledging him, but the blessings of his act of salvation must be knowingly accepted in order to be released from the original sin. The knowledge of this must be repeatedly imparted to you humans. Time and again you must be informed of the fact that it is not enough to adopt his doctrine. Instead, you must consciously desire to be redeemed from your original sin, for which a life lived in love will indeed help you. Since the success of a life of love rests in the fact that the light of realization will shine in you. However, in that case you will no longer deny the redemption through Jesus Christ, you will know that you have found a savior in him, who has relieved you of the immense burden of the original sin and who will also open the gate into the kingdom of light and bliss for you again. Amen.